scriptures, it says, unless you become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So this is for all the children, young or more mature out there. And I want to tell you one of my favorite stories. Okay, so once there was a dirty old hermit that lived way up in the mountains outside of a village. And down in the village was a castle and a king. And the hermit was kind of a scruffy kind of guy, and nobody liked to see him when he'd come to town. And he didn't have any friends. And one day, he was sitting outside his little hut up in the woods, and he heard a horse coming. Clip-clop, 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 clip-clop. And he looked and he thought, who could be coming to see me? And he looked and it was the king. He couldn't believe the king was at his house. And so the king got off of his horse and he came up and he said, hello, friend Herman. I have been traveling for a while and I am so thirsty. Could you give me a drink of water? Oh, thought the hermit, how can I give the king a drink of water? Because my well and my spring is all overgrown and my cup is dirty. And he went in his house and he was trying to think what he could do because he really liked the king and he wanted to be nice and do something for the king. And while he was in the house, the king had to leave. And so the hermit thought, oh, but maybe the king will come and see me again. And so every day he would go and he would clean around his spring and he would wash his cup and he would bring some water up to his house in case the king came again. And one day, sure enough, clip-clop, 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 he heard a horse coming and it was the king. Oh, he was so happy. And so, and he'd also made a little chair out on the front of his house and he'd made a little table. And so the king sat and they had a nice, refreshing drink of water together. And then the king said, friend hermit, I am so hungry. Could you spare a little food? Oh, thought the hermit, how do I tell the king I don't really have any food for him, anything that is good for the king? And so he went in the house again. And while he was in the house, the king had to leave. And so then the hermit thought, I want to make sure that when the king comes again, I have something nice for him to eat because I really like the king. And so the hermit went out and he cut down some trees and he took some firewood into the village and he sold it and he got some money and he bought some cornmeal and some vegetables. And every day he'd make a little pot of stew and some cornbread. And he'd wait and hope that the king would come. And sure enough, one day, he heard the horse coming again. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. And the king got off of his horse, and they had a nice visit, and he drank water. And the hermit gave him some good vegetable stew and some cornbread. They had such a lovely visit. But the king said, well, you know, friend, I am so tired. I would really like to take a nap. And the hermit went in the house again. He thought, oh no, how can I tell the king that I just have this dirty pile of blankets over in the corner where I sleep? I can't let the king sleep there. And so again, the king, a bell must have rang in the village or something, but the king got called away to business again. And so the hermit thought, oh, I just love the king. He's the only friend I have. And so every day the hermit went and got water. He made the stew and the cornmeal. He sold some more firewood down in the village. And he cut down some trees and made a nice little bed in the corner. And he got some nice new blankets. And he waited because he knew the king would come back because he was his friend. And so one day, sure enough, he heard a horse coming again. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. And it was the king. And the king got down off of his horse. They had the lovely water. They had the stew and the cornmeal. And this time when the king was tired, the hermit had a place where the king could stay and actually spend some time and abide with him. And now when the hermit goes into the village, they don't call him that dirty old hermit anymore. Do you know what they call him? They call him the friend of the king. And we have a king, boys and girls and grown-ups, that is going to come very soon. And someday we will look up and say, this is our king. He has waited for us, and he will save us. So boys and girls, and grown-ups too, you don't have to be afraid, even though there's some scary things going on in our world right now, because your friend is the king of the universe, and he will take care of you just as he was friends with the hermit. Let's bow our heads for a little prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for King Jesus, who has promised to come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we can be also. Please be with all the boys and girls out there. Help them not to be afraid and help them to trust in you. We love you and thank you for being our friend. Amen.